Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. What started off as a quirky fad some 30 years or so ago has become a mainstay of how we eat here in Maryland. Sushi, that captivating cuisine of rice, raw fish, and fresh ingredients, is here to stay. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, let's welcome back the godmother of Baltimore sushi, my good friend, Andrea Schreiner, and the godfather, Sushi Ed Hines. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you.
It's like history is right here in front of us.
1984, that's when the two of you started working on this.
That's right, yeah. Ed taught me how to make sushi, and it was like, and I was freelancing at the time, and I was looking for a teaching job, and I just thought, I want to learn how to do this. So, you know, with an artistic background, I thought, well, I could do something with it, and all these years later.
Yeah, now I mean, it started at
John Stevens.
At John Stevens,
yeah,
right,
uh-huh,
that sushi bar.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember I came to the city in 88 and remember definitely going there for sushi and being very
excited.
Well,
that's where everybody went for sushi.
Yeah.
You know, and
it's right.
Like, and everybody thought that they were going to eat raw fish and die.
Well, Ed, was this a tough thing to learn how to do?
Actually, no. To tell you the truth, I learned from a mimeograph copy of a ladies' home auxiliary, Japanese American ladies' home auxiliary, the Baptist Church of Seattle, Washington.
Holy cow.
And it was published in 1948.
Uh-huh.
And they explained how to make a lot of Japanese stuff with American products.
Oh.
Which is perfect because we're so interested in eating locally these days. Sushi is definitely mm-hmm. something that involves local produce and local seafood.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be fresh. It's got to come in every day. I used to go to Nick's and pick out seafood every day.
Yeah.
Whatever came in fresh, whatever was freshest, that's what I got for today.
So if I'm making sushi, what are the local ingredients I'm going to be looking for?
Almost anything that's comparable with that vinegared rice.
Uh-huh.
You can use cucumbers and avocados, fresh-wise, squash.
Sure.
Scallions, onions.
All the onions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
We do really well with peppers here in Maryland.
That's true. Oh, and asparagus, too.
Oh, yeah.
Asparagus, and because that goes very well with crab meat.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you think we can get any good crab meat around here?
gee. I think that might be a possibility.
What kind of local fish do you like to work with as well?
I like a lot of salmon and you know, whatever's fresh in the market, and you know, just kind of like look for it and you know, like see what's there.
Well, Ed, how about rockfish? That's a real popular Maryland
Oh,
fish.
That was one of the most popular dishes I had. When I could get it, it would, you know, I was very happy to, you know, buy as much as I could because mm-hmm. it would sell out immediately.
Really? It's something that I wouldn't think of as like a big sushi ingredient.
Well, it's not, but.
Yeah, no, no.
Here they call it rockfish, elsewhere they call it striped bass.
Right.
So, sometimes I call it rockfish, sometimes I call it striped bass.
Oh, really? That's great.
Striped bass is more exotic, so they'd sell more.
Andrea, has your approach to sushi changed over the years?
Yes. I actually put a lot more fresh ingredients in it, and especially like, you know, we used to be able to get like really nice smoked eel that was local, and so
yeah.
I like that. And things that are comparable with that, like once again, the asparagus or this cucumbers, especially with sesame seeds. And
perfect.
Yes.
Well, it's great having a bit of history here in studio, and we thank you for bringing sushi to Baltimore, and thanks for coming and joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.